Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And when you look at the full story,
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact, after a very meaningful and important and at the same time disturbing holiday weekend for the 4th of July. Why disturbing? Well, not only because of the attacks on innocent people all across the country, with at least 150 murders in over 400 shootings over 4th of July weekend. No question we face a crime crisis, and it is a devastating crime crisis, which our leaders seem to be just unwilling to confront. We will confront it and talk about some of the extent of the loss. There's also a disturbing aspect of the weekend, which was the attempt to change the 4th of July, to devalue the 4th of July, which means devaluing America. Is there any way, if somebody has a way that you can suggest that you can attack the 4th of July holiday, you can attack the founding fathers, you can attack their achievement in creating this country, which they did over the summer of 1776. If you can attack those people without attacking America itself, or the very idea of America, you can let me know how you would do that, 1-800-955-1776. Or if you're one of those Americans who actually took in so much of the negativity about the United States and about the founders and about the Declaration of Independence, took in that negativity and it actually influenced you, it changed you. It altered your perception of what this country is or should or will be. You can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Disturbing news, maybe most disturbing news of the day, and there's a lot of it, unfortunately, that isn't terribly encouraging. The most disturbing news to me is the news that the National Education Association, the teachers' union, is now taking the position not only that they oppose those bills that have been passed in various legislatures across the country to limit the imposition of critical race theory on our children, but they actually embrace critical race theory and are going to be using the taxpayer money that that the teachers receive in salary, because that is what goes to pay the union dues. They're going to use that in a war to bring critical race theory everywhere. Remember, it was just a moment ago, it seems, that there were people on the left who were saying, oh, don't worry, critical race theory is no problem. The idea that America was not really founded in 1776, it was founded in 1619 with the arrival of the first slaves. There is a piece in Time magazine that appeared, an outrageous piece. It says you can't tell the story of 1776 without talking about race and slavery, and basically implying that, yes, 1619 Project is right. There is news, by the way, on the tenure application, which had been granted by University of North Carolina for Nicole Hannah Jones, the Pulitzer Prize winning author of the original 1619 Project. We will bring you up to date on that. We'll also be speaking a little bit later to Gordon Chang, who took a look, close look, at the celebration for the 100th anniversary of the glorious Chinese Communist Party. And he has now concluded that China is preparing for nuclear war. How does he know? What do we do about it? We will be speaking with Gordon Chang about that a little bit later on. And we'll also be speaking to Lanhee Chen, who, like Gordon, is involved in a range of domestic and foreign policy studies. Lanhee has an important announcement to make about his personal future, which I think is extraordinarily important as well. We'll be speaking to Lanhee Chen later in the program. The idea that you can't tell the story of 1776 without talking about race and slavery, this goes with the comments by a number of prominent people. Cori Bush, who I think is really in a deadly struggle against people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What are they struggling about? You'd think they would agree with everything. Well, they're struggling about who can say the most outrageous stuff, who can put forward the most offensive and ridiculous points of view. And Cori Bush is winning right now. She is the newly elected congresswoman from Missouri. And she, by the way, replaced a relatively moderate Democrat who had been basically a representative, Democratic representative from Missouri-St. Louis area, named William Lacey Clay. He had been there for years and years and years. She beat him in the primary. She won election. And now she tweets out the following for the 4th of July, deeply patriotic, of course. She says, when they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom referring to is for white people. Yeah, she went on. And she basically said that it's Juneteenth and reparations, it's Juneteenth and end police violence, plus end the war on drugs. It's Juneteenth and housing plus education apartheid and end housing plus education apartheid. It's Juneteenth. Teach the truth about white supremacy in our country. That's she tweeted on June 17th for Juneteenth. Black liberation in its totality must be prioritized. And the idea that she says that that it was not Independence Day because it didn't mean freedom for other than white people. Maxine Waters had her own comments on that. But maybe the worst of these tweet comments were from Touré, who was a writer, music journalist, podcaster, and TV commentator. He sent out his own tweet, and that, in fact, becomes our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Yeah, adding his voice to that of Cori Bush, Touré tweets out, F Independence Day. Not only were we not free, the whole reason the colonies wanted independence was because Britain was moving toward abolishing slavery. Why would black people celebrate a day so wrapped up in our enslavement? Okay, this is completely historically illiterate. And it is simply flat out wrong. America had already begun moving toward abolishing slavery by the end of the Revolutionary War. By the end of the Revolutionary War, the two largest colonies in the North, which were New York and Massachusetts, had both abolished slavery. They did it in 1780, 4 years after the Declaration, and literally 3 years before the end of the American Revolution and the final achievement of American independence. And then America moved dramatically again toward abolition of slavery. And who supported that trend? Actually, a pretty famous slave owner. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the meaning of the 4th of July holiday we just celebrated and the attempts to change its meaning, or basically to desecrate the whole idea of the holiday, the whole idea of the founding of our country. And it's extraordinary. I actually was expecting, of course, some of this, because we've been hearing such a crescendo of anti-Americanism. But the level that this reached with people like Touré saying F Independence Day, basically affirming a different identity from that of American. And it's an identity which Touré, whose ancestors, I believe, have been in this country for a long time, emphatically deserves. And something else that, again, is, has come up, and it's a part of the argument about the way that PBS celebrated their PBS, their national public broadcasting system celebration of the holiday by asking Vanessa Williams, the first black Miss America she was, to sing what is called the Black National Anthem. What people don't acknowledge is that Black National Anthem itself expresses faith in God, and faith in God and devotion to our native land. Now, when they say our native land, they don't mean some part of West Africa. They mean these United States of America. We will get to that story and that conversation in just a moment. But the idea that there is so much hatred about the United States and distortions about the Declaration, one of the people who was most important in the Declaration wrote this, and it was part of the criticism of King George that actually led to the decision to declare independence. And the wording, even though it's, of course, wording from the 18th century, and it's somewhat antique in that regard, it's very clear, and the intent is unmistakable. It says this in a part of the offenses that George III, the King of England, had committed against the colonies that led them to declare their independence, and, by the way, their unity. The writing says, and you can guess who wrote it, "He has waged cruel war against human nature itself, violating its most sacred rights of life and liberty in the persons of a distant people who never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere, or to incur miserable death in their transportation thither. This piratical warfare, the opprobrium of infidel powers, is the warfare of the Christian King of Great Britain, determined to keep open a market where men," and men is capital M, capital E, capital N, "where men should be bought and sold. He has prostituted his negative for oppressing every legislative attempt to prohibit or to retain this execrable commerce and this assemblage of horrors." Okay, who wrote that? A guy named Jefferson, who wrote the rest of the Declaration of Independence. He wrote that portion, and it was part of the original draft of the Declaration, supported by many of the delegates, including people who, like Jefferson, were slaveholders, because there was already a beginning of a very strong movement in opposition to slavery among the American colonies. And for the claim that the only reason that they declared independence was because Britain was moving toward liberating the slaves, it's simply not true. Britain didn't get to that until 1827. And yes, it was well ahead of the United States, but it was not well ahead of the northern colonies. It was not well ahead of the Northwest Ordinance, which we've talked about before, which is so important. Northwest Ordinance was passed just weeks before the Constitution. It was one of the last important thing that the Articles of Confederation brought about. In other words, the Congress that had existed since July 4th, 1776. What they did is they set up the basis for organizing six new states the states that turn out to be Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota and Indiana. Okay, those six states, they would forever have slavery banned. That was decided way back in 1787, just 11 years after the Declaration of Independence. And what happened with the section of the Declaration that I just read to you that Jefferson actually drafted, that has been preserved in Jefferson's own hand? It was debated back and forth by members of the Congress, but there were two states, both of which had significant slave populations, and those two states were most of all South Carolina, and then Georgia. Those two states threatened not to go along with independence, not to join this new country, and if that passage, which clearly denounced slavery, I mean, calling it a violation of human nature itself, calling it an execrable commerce, and talking about how cruel and wrong and immoral it was. Well, yes, they did not adopt it in the Declaration of Independence. But to go on the other side and said that they went ahead and declared independence and joined together because of the defense of slavery, a support of slavery, is completely ignorant and wrong and untrue. And so much of this stuff that is out there, Maxine Waters had a tweet. Maxine Waters, the gentle lady from Southern California, where actually the L.A. local government seems to be doing something smart, finally, to outlaw camping on sidewalks and in parks, but we will get to that. This could be a very significant break. It's unbelievable. To Cori Bush is worth quoting from Thomas Chatterton Williams, who also has a piece in the New York Times today. He says, I am a 40-year-old American descendant of slaves. He says, the year is 2021, and I have been free my entire life. Good for him. So what does Maxine Waters have to say? And what about this latest controversy involving Hannah Nicole Jones? We'll get to all of that and more on The Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is about to make another push for Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. He's due to speak and outline plans that his administration is focused on regarding getting more shots in arms. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlining one of the things President Biden will be discussing.
Targeted community by community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
Psaki not going into any details regarding how the door knockers will know who has been vaccinated and who has not. Tropical Storm Elsa is nearing hurricane strength. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has winds of up to 70 miles an hour. A portion of the Florida Gulf Coast is now under a hurricane warning. Elsa currently 180 miles south of Tampa. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, to just review one more time, the particularly offensive, just deeply, deeply offensive statement on Twitter by Corey Bush, a member of the squad, newly elected congresswoman from Missouri, and she has plenty of company. She tweeted out that when they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen land, she said, and black people still aren't free. Anybody who might agree with her, could you tell me how black people aren't free? Okay, you want to say that they do not have equal wealth accumulated, and a large part of that is undoubtedly because of the tremendous handicap of being enslaved for several centuries? Sure, that's true. But in what way are black people not free today? How does that word apply? How does that insanity apply? The Ted Cruz responded on Twitter by saying hateful, divisive lies. The left hates America. Believe them when they tell you this. To suggest that black people still aren't free or that this is stolen land, how does that help the United States? How does teaching that help the United States? How does it help when you have somebody else of considerable prominence? Touré is not only an MSNBC commentator regularly, he's also a writer, a music journalist, and a podcaster. And his tweet and its totality says, F Independence Day, not only were we not free, the whole reason the colonies wanted independence was because Britain was moving toward abolishing slavery. Not true. Why would black people celebrate a day so wrapped up in our enslavement? He included a link to an opinion piece that he had written for the website The Griot, also headlined F 4th of July, the only Independence Day I recognize is Juneteenth. And this is also problematic. And it makes no sense. And it adds to the record of a grim Independence Day that was celebrated by many people with shooting and murder. And by Maxine Waters, her own rambling Independence Day contribution, which is kind of hard to follow, but you can give it a try. She says, July 4th, and so the Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal. Equal to what? What men? Only white men. Isn't it something that they wrote this in 1776 when African Americans were enslaved? They weren't thinking about us then, but we're thinking about us now. Further, the Dec of Ind, she says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, yet 17 states have enacted voter suppression laws. Supreme Court gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice. Need I say more? No, I don't think you need to say more, Congresswoman Waters. And this is why it is so useful when you have people like Cori Bush saying, we're still not free. The land is stolen land and black people still aren't free. When you have scholars like Thomas Chatterton Williams saying, I'm a 40-year-old American descendant of slaves. This is 2021 and I've been free my entire life. Oh, by the way, Alyssa Milano also joined in bashing the 4th of July. She said the United States was founded on the unjust treatment of Native Americans, Africans, and other people of color. Uh-huh. The question here would be, in terms of the teachers' union, the National Education Association, now taking a complete different turn to not only acknowledge critical race theory, but to endorse it and support it, and now claim that they're going to fight for it across the country. I would just ask the question, and maybe we can think about this together. What's the purpose of education? Why do we spend so much money? And we do. On education in this country. If you count the money that's federal and state and local governments all spend on education, government spends more money on education than it does on national defense. Yes, we do. I know that is not generally known, but you can look it up. We spend a good deal more money on education than we do total on national defense or security. And it's important to acknowledge that and to know it, because what is the money for? And the money is for two purposes. The primary purpose is to help the people who are being educated, to help improve lives of individuals who are sitting there as students, so they will have a better chance of success in life, and so that, frankly, they can be better citizens, better people. Education has a lot of impact if it's properly provided. And then the second purpose of education is not just to help the individuals and the individual citizens. It's to help the nation at large. My question. How does teaching people that America is a terrible place, that it was based on stealing land, It was based on racism and enslavement and cruelty and horror. How does teaching kids that help the nation at large in any way? And how does it help an individual? Because my argument would be it hurts both. It hurts an individual because it destroys hope. It destroys optimism. It destroys exactly what that song known as the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, which was written way back in 1905. It's all about hope. It's all about faith, which basically now the teachers' union wants to undermine. A story by Christopher Rufo in the New York Post, the political left wants critical race theory in every school district in the nation. The nation's largest teachers' union has approved a plan to promote critical race theory in all 50 states and 14,000 local school districts. Over this 4th of July weekend, the NEA held its annual representative assembly with delegates from across the United States voting on priorities and allocating funding for the coming full year, with the ideology of critical race theory, a form of race-based Marxism, taking center stage. The union represents 3 million public school employees, approved funding for 3 separate items related to the issue: increasing the implementation of critical race theory in K-12 curricula, promoting critical race theory in local school districts, and attacking opponents of critical race theory, including parent organizations and conservative research centers. As Rufo points out, this is a significant reversal. For the past month, liberal pundits and activists have insisted critical race theory is not taught, period, in K-12 schools. That was always a bad faith claim. Critical race theory has made inroads in public schools for more than a decade. But the NEA's official endorsement is the final nail in the coffin. It's not the final word in this argument, however. More coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are 4 key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Another aspect of the Independence Day just passed, which, by the way, was terrific for me. I mean, I know it's one of those things that normally when you come into work after being away for a few days, one of the first things you say, oh, what'd you do? What happened? I didn't do anything particularly wonderful, but got to spend a lot of time with family and friends and very close friends, and thank God because of the progress that we've all made with vaccines, which I hope everyone listening to me will do everything you can to get, because we need you and we need as many positive and patriotic Americans as possible, and that means getting yourself protected with these amazing American vaccines, which are much better than the alternatives from Russia and China, by the way. But one of the aspects of this 4th of July celebration was actually spending some time talking to my 4-year-old granddaughter. She's the oldest of our gang of 4 little people in that generation. My son Danny has 3 children, thank God. And our daughter Shayna has 1-year-old Micah. Now, Micah's too young to learn about the Declaration of Independence, but I really spent a bit of time talking to Julia, our granddaughter, about Declaration of Independence, and she was very, I wouldn't, to say that she was fascinated would be overstating it, but she was pretty patient, and she listened, and she asked good questions. And she has a better understanding of the founding of our country and what the Declaration is and what it means than people 20 times her age, like Maxine Waters, for goodness sake. And no, Julia doesn't know how to read yet. And she's 4. Look, the idea that what you want to explain to kids about the Declaration of Independence, anybody who thinks that it would actually help those kids growing up, that it would actually help our country, if you taught them that, well, I'll tell you what happened with the Declaration of Independence, is a bunch of horrible people who made people into slaves and killed Indians and stole their land. Those people wanted to keep on stealing and keep doing horrible things. And so they created this horrible, evil, rotten to the core country that to this very day still keeps people keeps people in bondage. And that, of course, goes along with NPR's annual reading of the Declaration of Independence, which I think is a good thing. Good thing. They read the whole thing. They don't read the section, anti-slavery section, that was left out of the final draft. They include the whole actual declaration. But this year it sounded different. You know what it sounded like? Listen, this is clip 9.
Every year for the past 32 years, Morning Edition has broadcast a reading of the Declaration of Independence by NPR staff. But after last summer's protests and our country attempting to confront its history, we want and need to be honest about the words in this document. It famously declares that all men are created equal, even though women, enslaved people, and indigenous Americans were not held as equal at the time.
What follows is a long list of grievances and charges against King George III. The declaration was written largely by Thomas Jefferson and edited by the Continental Congress. Among the edits, the Congress deleted a reference to, quote, Scotch and foreign mercenaries. Turns out there were members of the Congress who were of Scottish descent. To win support from Southerners, the Congress removed criticism of the African slave trade.
But a racist slur against Native Americans stayed in. You're going to hear those words today. The Declaration is a document with flaws and deeply ingrained hypocrisies. It also laid the foundation for our collective aspirations, our hopes for what this country could be.
Okay, the slur that they're talking about Native Americans, they didn't use the dreaded word redskins. You could say it was even worse, you might say. But they used the word savages and basically talked about some of the attacks to which the American colonists had been subjected. And is that the kind of language that would be acceptable today or from this current perspective? No, but for people, some of whom had actually witnessed Indian massacres, whose families, I mean, the King Philip's War, which was an Indian attack basically on the state of Connecticut or the emerging colony of Connecticut, claimed, they estimate, 1/4 of the white population of that colony. And to talk about the flaws and hypocrisies, and again, is it necessary when you're dealing with your grandchildren to concentrate on that? I think it's much more appropriate to concentrate on what you do to make the country better. And the idea that running it down makes it better, that destroying some of these remarkable people from our past and who actually created something that people around the world recognized as new, as different, as radically different. I mean, part of what I explained to Julia was she knows, because she's grown up in a Jewish home, she knows a bunch about bad kings. She knows about that because of the Passover story and Pharaoh, who was a very bad king, who made people into slaves and absolutely refused to let them go. And she knows about King Antiochus, the bad king in the Hanukkah story, who's also a bad guy. And so she knows about King George now, and she knows about one of the things that actually is cited in the Declaration that helped provoke the move toward independence, was sending hostile foreign troops and then forcing families, and every four-year-old knows what a family is, and a family is important, however the family is structured, then forcing families to accept those soldiers as basically armed house guests. That was one of the acts just before the Lexington Concord that helped to provoke the American Revolution, something people can understand. But the idea that somehow it improves America, it improves our national mood, it improves our national reality to trash the people who have set up this country, to suggest that America is worse than a mistake, it's actually a crime, is so profoundly destructive and does nothing to help a sense of empowerment, of hopefulness, or of decency. And I mentioned before the song Lift Every Voice and Sing. And just as the title of the song might, it's been known, become known as the Black National Anthem. It wasn't intended to be that by James Weldon Johnson, who wrote it. He was one of the leaders of the NAACP. He wrote it in 1905. And just to give you some flavor of what we're talking about here, and it's one of the reasons, okay, they had Renee Fleming singing the Star Spangled Banner on PBS, and then they had Vanessa Williams singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. I'm not offended by singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's a beautiful song, and it's a positive song. Part of the lyrics toward the end, Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed? We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, Thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, Thou who hast by Thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met Thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget Thee. Shadowed beneath Thy hand, may we forever stand, true to our God and true to our native land, our native land. They repeat it twice. This is not an anti-American song. This is a song expressing gratitude, thanks to God, which should be the overwhelming feeling for all of us coming into and especially coming out of an Independence Day weekend for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.